This talk is about a journey. The Magi have been on a journey, and it's a journey of obedience, faith, and worship. I'm going to read the verses just to remind you from the video, and the words will be on the screen. And here's the verses, Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So we've learnt a few things about the Magi. They got to Bethlehem from Jerusalem in 2 seconds. Some crazy names of some three wise men or Magi, of which there was possibly more than that. And, you know, so we understood something about the Magi. And they would have been, this is who they were. I'm going to give you a few more facts that you may know or you may not know. If you disagree with me, then just send me an email and we'll discuss it via email. That's the best way, those sort of things. But they were advisors to the kings. They were well respected. They were there to solve mysteries and riddles. They were there to interpret dreams. They were highly thought of. They were probably, they would have been sort of quite well-to-do people. Like they would have had, in today's world, PhDs, whatever that stands for. They probably didn't travel on camels because they were well-to-do. They traveled on horses because of their status. And they were called Magi, surprisingly, because they did magic. Not a surprise, is it? They were astrologers. They read the stars, and stars and signs mattered in those days. And basically, they were a group of men who sought out the truth, wanting to find out what is going on. And I don't know, maybe you've read this before, I'm sure you have, and thought, Magi. Surely we're not meant to agree with that, are we? Astrologers and people who do magic. How did they squeeze their way into this very important scene? Most of us probably, oh, I don't know what happened there, let's move on to the next bit. But you know, it's remarkable that God would call people like that, far from God in many ways, astrologers, those who are sorcerers, those sort of people. Even I read one bit, they were called wizards. I mean, I don't know many of you who've come to Jesus and who were once wizards. If you were, please come and tell me. I'd be very interested of your past. They were non-Jews into ungodly pursuits, and God breaks into their search for truth, even though they were looking in all the wrong places. God can use anything he chooses. Most often he uses people like you and me to tell others. And here's a little moment, a little recap on last Sunday, is a week ago, right, the carol services. In heaven, flyers were put through doors and people came along. What an amazing thing. God does great things. Do you know, in heaven, the numbers nearly doubled from a normal Sunday to a carol service. God is at work. It's amazing, isn't it? In Bognor, singing carols on the streets of Bognor, and people came along to hear about Jesus. Again, the numbers almost doubled in Bognor from a usual Sunday to a carol service. What good news. What a great story. I like this. This is amazing. This is real interaction. I love it. And this story of the Magi the wise men is woven into God's big story of salvation in Jesus. Remember chapter 1 of Matthew, the genealogy, all those different people in Jesus' history, his past. Plenty of bad kings, plenty of dodgy characters. Not really the people you would choose as your family. And I don't know, there was a quote I read out when I was in Haven, and it was this: the people he came from, Jesus this is, are the people who he came for. Wizards, astrologers, farmers, accountants, all sorts of people. And then Jesus, born through a teenage girl. And then followed up, the next scene really, Jesus is born to a virgin. And then the next scene is shepherds come along. And they were low life. They were like not regarded at all. And this is what God is doing. This is the story of God. And then we come to these guys, the wise men, the magi. They're following a star. God guided these foreigners by a star many hundreds of miles. God wields the universe to make his son known and to be worshipped. Everything points to Jesus, everything. It's all about him. And so it's a journey of obedience. And I like obedience, I don't know about you, and so far so good. The kids are behaving, even you adults are behaving, that's a good start. The Magi are awakened to this knowledge that the King of the Jews has been born. And they knew about stars, but this one was different. They came from the east and the journey was long. Weeks of travelling, hundreds and hundreds of miles. Very challenging, difficult circumstances, harsh conditions. But God had lit a flame in these men's hearts. That's what has been taking place. And I read something else about the Magi. I don't know if it's true, because it weren't in the Bible. But I read this, that they usually travelled in groups of about 100. Which might indicate they didn't all make it. They didn't all follow that star all the way through. I like a quick answer. I don't know about you. I like a fast answer to my prayers and to my needs before God. But they saw it through week after week, pursuing this star, knowing it's going to lead them to the King of the Jews, to Jesus. They continued in obedience. And it would appear the star was lost for a period of time, because on their journey, they're getting closer and closer, and they're in Jerusalem. But they haven't made it yet to where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. They ask Herod, who's a very dodgy king, you probably know that. Where is this King of the Jews? And he says, I'll find out. And he chats to his mates, the priests and the teachers of the law. It's in Bethlehem. They could have turned back at any time because it was tough. But they were full of obedience and they kept going. And it was also a journey of faith. Obedience, yes. But also faith, following a star for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And I imagine for them a growing sense of the significance, not so much the significance of the star, but who it will lead them to. The Magi were looking for this Messiah, the King of the Jews. And faith always leads to action, even in the face of hardship and challenge. I imagine there were some tough questions when they left the East, whether it was Babylon or Persia or Iran or Mile End, somewhere like that. They've come a long way from the East. Questions asked, what are you doing? Quick phone call, come back. You've not even found him yet. But they pressed on in faith. Maybe even ridicule they would have received from friends and family, but they followed that star. And faith in God can lead to questions. And that's good. We want to be questioned about what we're doing and why we're traveling the path we're traveling. We're on a journey. But we need to follow what God calls us to. Whatever God has called you to, follow it through. Don't stop. Keep pressing on. His plans are the best possible plans for you and me. William Carey, you've probably heard of some of you, a shoemaker. And one day he felt the call of God because he realized there was millions of people in India who had not heard the gospel. And many, many people objected to this. Don't do it. Don't do it. And he went. And he's now known as let me find it on here. I've got it written down because he's not a friend of mine. I know him though. Anyway, he's known as the father of modern missions. many, many thousands of people come to Christ because he ignored people's opinions and said, this is what God has called me to, this is what I'm going to do. And just to bring it up today, a friend of mine, I love this story. He served God all of his life, worked for the church, an elder in the church, and he felt God call him to become a cab driver. Can you believe it? Everyone, of course, said, what is wrong with you? You're preaching the gospel. You're doing so many good things. And I saw him recently. He said, do you know what? I know God's hand on my life. As a cab driver, he takes people on tours of London. And he always finishes at the same place in London, which is about John Wesley and where he preached and how he preached the gospel and how he preached people who were poor and in need. And he says every week they get in his cab. And he said, every week I'm praying for people. Every week I'm preaching to the gospel. Every week people are in the back of my taxi crying and weeping. Not every one of them, but this is what is going on. So we need to be a people of faith. What has God called you to? It might not be to India. It might not be to drive a London taxi, but he's called you to something. What has God called you to? Pursue it with your whole heart. Run your race. Run it with endurance. Don't let go. Pursue God. We don't do New Year's resolutions, probably, because if you do, you know you don't get very far. Doubt you get through the first week. But what we can do is say, God, I'm pursuing you. 2025, I'm going after you, God, with my whole heart. It might be, I want to serve God in our kids' work. I want to serve God in the welcome team, in serving teas and coffees. I want to make the best tea and coffee in Bognor, in Haven. I want to smile the biggest smile. I want to care for people in ways that just go way beyond what other people can offer. And the final part of the journey for the Magi was it was a journey into worship. After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen, when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. The Magi were overjoyed. Anyone here overjoyed this morning to be in the presence of God? Another Bible translation says, they rejoiced exceedingly. The thought of seeing and meeting the King of the Jews, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. No wonder they was rejoicing exceedingly. No wonder they knew such deep joy. They bowed down and worshipped. They knew they were before the King. Not a king, the King. The King of kings. Not a king who rules temporarily. Maybe good, maybe not. But one who rules for eternity. The unrivaled, incomparable King of Kings. The one who reigns now and forevermore. They had travelled many, many miles, but it was worth it. And they brought gifts of great value to Lord Jesus. This was no secret Santa moment. What can I get for a fiver? They brought their best gift to Jesus. They recognised they were before the King of Kings. Simo and the band, could you come up, please? We're going to come and bring extravagant worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know him, you can bring extravagant worship. You can be full of joy this morning, whatever the circumstances of your life. I'm going to pray. Why don't we stand? I'm going to pray, and then Simo and the band are going to lead us in a time of worship. Father, we thank you so much that you've taken us on a journey. Lord, that you've saved us. Lord, if we know you, you've saved us. It wouldn't have been a journey like the Magi, but you've taken us on a journey from not knowing you to knowing you. And Lord, we are so grateful. And we come into you, the King of Kings. Lord, we're full of faith that you're going to do great things in our lives individually, but across Grace Church. 2025, you will do amazing things. You'll do things we could only dream of and possibly not even hope for, because you're a mighty God. So we come to the living God. We come and worship you. Come and meet with us, Lord. Come and speak to us. We want to worship you, the King of Kings. Amen.